This week in the Missouri Senate to review more measures making their way through the legislative process.
Senate Bill number 818 be taken up.
Wednesday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 818, which seeks to modify provisions relating to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services rulemaking authority. Senator Ben Brown of Washington is the sponsor.
Fixing a loophole that during the COVID pandemic violated our system of checks and balances and allowed local bureaucrats to essentially create 400 pages of law without any kind of oversight or input from the public.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Carla May of St. Louis pointed out she wonders if this legislation would prohibit local communities from enacting emergency procedures when needed.
So if the Health and Senior Services promulgate rules, was that individual or official acting in their capacity enforcing rules that was promulgated by the department?
Senate Bill 818 has been set aside for further consideration.
Senate Bill 750 was...
On Tuesday afternoon, Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield brought Senate Bill 750 to the floor of the Missouri Senate for a discussion. His proposal would modify provisions relating to the collection of delinquent property taxes.
Kind of streamlines the process that communities can use now to get those properties back in some sort of shape that folks can purchase them.
Also on Tuesday,
Senate Bill 964 be taken up for.
Time was spent on Senate Bill 964. Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City is the sponsor. He says this legislation would designate August 6th of each year as Chris Sifford Day in Missouri.
He was a journalist, a staffer, and chief of staff to the governor. Chris was with the late governor and his son Randy when their plane tragically crashed in 2000.
Both of these bills have been laid over for future consideration.
For perfection, informal calendar.
Missouri senators spent part of their Monday afternoon on Senate Bill 862, legislation that seeks to modify provisions relating to money held by the Children's Division for the benefit of a child. Among the amendments to this proposal is one from Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe, which he says mirrors his Senate Bill 899.
If they're not in a child care situation, nobody worry about it. But the fact that we say child care, put that parentheses around this, and all of a sudden the building becomes unsafe at that point in time.
This led to an inquiry with Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City, whose Senate Bill 742 awaits further discussion. Her measure relates to child care.
An example of how we can look at regulations and make things a little bit easier, but also not endanger kids.
Senate Bill 862 has been set aside for further talks.
Everybody else around the country is doing something that we can't do. I don't see a bright future for it this year in session.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says Missouri senators have not been able to take action on sports betting in our state.
Because a few folks want slot machines and gas stations. That is where we are. I mean, it's a simplified view of things, but it is what it is.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says sports wagering could still happen in Missouri.
I definitely think that they should keep trying. I know that myself and a lot of my friends are looking forward to the day that they can bet on the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl legally in the state of Missouri.
The 11th week of session will start Monday.
Heard the motion by Senator Shelby. All those in favor of that.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.